Deplorable Nation, a podcast where your voices can be heard, where things that affect you and your family are important, because it's important to all of us. Every one of us matters and everybody has a voice. We're going to be bringing you news, current events, and throw in a lot of humor. And then you decide for yourself. Hello, wonderful people. Welcome to another episode of Deplorable Nation. This is episode number 35. This is Counting on a Lie, part two, with the brilliant David Weiss. How are you?
I'm doing great, Janet. Thanks for having me back.
I'm so excited. I could literally have you on here all the time just to pick your brain because you're so interesting to talk to. So one of the things that I want to cover today is a video that you had, and I can't remember if it was the app or your YouTube channel, but it was called, Are You Ready for Change? And one of the things that struck me in that video, it said, the most resilient parasite is an idea. So explain to everybody why the flat earth model gets such a bad rap from the heliocentric people.
The heliocentric model is all about mind control. It's, you know, the way I look at it is the people, I say that generously,
loosely
that are doing the deception are doing everything they can to control your mind. So they've put an idea in your head that you're on a spinning ball flying through an infinite universe. And they've put it into our heads before we could even talk, through cartoons and books and schooling and movies and everything. So everything is to perpetuate this, you know, heliocentric, you know, some people say heliocentric soul
exactly
lure system.
Truth. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And isn't it true that, like, if you actually find out and do the research and do the work for yourself and find out that the heliocentric model that they cram down your throats now, if you found out that that was complete and utter horseshit, that you would then start to question everything else that they tell you?
Absolutely. Everybody that wakes up to the flat earth, it's amazing they wake up to everything else. Before I discovered the flat earth, I was, you know, into all of the other deceptions, you know, the big one in New York and Boston and Connecticut and all of the rest of them. And it was like, it was amazing. And I had a channel called Exposing the Big Three. Those three events I felt were enough to wake people up. Once you see it, how can you unsee it? And what I noticed is people still went right back to sleep, even after they realized these events were lies. And they would just go back to their life and nothing would change. But then when the flat earth came around, which, you know, me with an open mind, I had a closed mind. I wouldn't even look at it. But when I was finally forced to look and I saw it, then it opened up my mind to everything else. And I found that I was like, you know what? I have a hard enough time waking people up to the big three, as I called it. How am I going to wake them up to flat earth? And I found out it's easier to wake someone up to flat earth because it's easier to see. And once you wake up to flat earth, all of a sudden you can see everything else. There's something amazing about knowing where you're standing, and it literally opens your eyes.
You know, and it's so interesting because, and that's true what you said, because if people find out that that is actually true and that the earth is flat, I think it would drastically change a lot of people's lives and the aspect that, you know, that they're awake now, you know. And it's so easy if you start looking into flat earth, it is so easy just to understand why it's important that people look into it for themselves.
Janet, people, it drives me crazy when I'm in, you know, talking to somebody about being on their show or whatever, and they're like, well, what difference does it make? Or if I'm on their show, they're like, you know, what difference does it make? I still have to go to work. And that when people say that, it really makes me sad. But I said it. I said it during my awakening journey. What difference does the shape of the earth make? And the answer is none. It makes no difference the shape of the earth. It's the lie. It's the lie about who you are, where you are, what you are, and the power of your mind.
Right.
And yeah, and once you see that, once you take that back, it's literally like, you know, Neo in the Matrix, from the beginning of the movie, who he is, to the end of the movie, when he realizes who he is, where he is, what he is, and the power of his mind.
Right. So flat earth, if people actually realize that, destroying all other lies and going back to that video that was on your site talking about ideas, the most resilient parasite is an idea. And, you know, there was a book in 1960 that was written by a Japanese writer, and his name was Nobuharu Kawazoe. And his basic premise in this book, talking about like transhumanism, is kind of what we got going on here.
Right.
Because
now,
it's like, yeah, it's like big tech is going to whisper in people's ears so that there is no more individual consciousness. And basically, the only thing that you're going to be allowed to think is what you're programmed to think.
Are you hearing stories about people that are being jabbed with the jab and their personalities are changing? Their ability to think, ability to talk, they feel like they're different people. It's amazing. And how people are still so excited for this thing that's coming up. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, people that listen to me all the time know that I am not a fan of vaccinations. I've done lots of shows on that, and I don't understand why people are so willing to line up to, number one, get something that isn't even through the clinical trials yet.
Right.
Because they're not scheduled to end until 2023, and they have no safety and efficacy. And they tested them on people that didn't have comorbid conditions.
Right. And
that's a problem.
Yeah. And it's actually not a vaccine. And this is the equivalence. If you're a healthy person, you don't have cancer, would you take chemotherapy to prevent yourself from getting cancer? And the answer is, of course not.
No.
This vaccine is worse than that. If you're a healthy person, you're taking an injection of the most horrible ingredients that have never been tested separately or together. The synergistic toxicity between them is off the charts, and it's not just toxicity. There's, you know, as you're talking about transhumanism, it's beyond what most people can even fathom.
Exactly, because there's nanotechnology in it, and that's a problem too. But you know, why is it that even with, you know, the globe model or wars or whatever, why do you think they have to get all these other countries on board and everybody in the education system and health and tech and science, and they all have to be on the big lie? I mean, what is that about?
Most of the division in this world is fake. You know, Russia, China, in my opinion, Israel, United States, Europe, they're all one. They're all in it together. The division is just to divide the people. So they think there's division. Now, there may be rogue states, like there was a rogue state called Libya. And see what happened to Libya. I don't know if we talked about Muammar Gaddafi, but he was going against the system. He was, you know, breaking the money system. He tapped into primary water, which is not allowed. And, you see what happened to him.
Right.
So
take him out.
Yeah.
So, you know, talking about NASA, I was looking into some stuff and I discovered that in Hebrew, it means to deceive.
Yeah, that is one interpretation of it, NASA.
Which is highly interesting to me, given how much money that NASA gets in their budget and movies that promote that make. It's astounding to me.
Well, I mean, they say that NASA gets $65 million a day. That's what's in the budget. I don't think NASA gets $65 million a year. But they are taking it from us. So when someone says, you know, what does it matter? I'm like, do you like working until April or May for the government? Because you're giving all that money to things like NASA and other ridiculous things that have no benefit and just detriment for you.
Very true. And, I don't understand that. But something else I wanted to talk to you about, you know, and you've had Admiral Byrd in the past given interviews and stuff and talking about unexplored areas at the bottom of the world and, you know, Antarctica and all that stuff. And I just literally read an article the other day that said they've now discovered new life forms under Antarctica.
Poppycock.
Now, isn't there a treaty where you can't do exploration?
Well, there are scientists down there, and they're examining the what I call sky ice, not the ice cores that they show us on National Geographic. There are things, you know, black ops divisions, I guess you would call it, because it's outside the treaty. They know what's really going on in Antarctica. It's being hidden from the world. That's why Antarctica is off limits to anybody, everybody. No matter what, you know, you're not allowed to go out there except the people in the know, you know,
I was going to say the really rich elite people.
Well, not just the people that are ruling the world, the really rich people don't need money because they make the money. They're the ones that, you know, the money is the control system. So those people, you know, they're in the know. What was John Kerry doing down there on election day, you know, exactly, the previous election?
Or all of the Hollywood people that have been taking frequent trips.
Maybe
there.
They're going down there to get their marching orders from the people that pull the strings of, you know, that use them as puppets.
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's so strange to me. But I think a lot of what, even with the heliocentric model, as well as literally everything else on the planet, I seriously think that they're true agenda behind everything is to make you question basically your existence and basically isolate you and tell you that there's no other life, you know, on the planet and you're basically an insignificant spot. I also think that's why they started talking about the theory of evolution. Because it takes God out of everything and it makes you question, right. Like, you can't, I came from a piece of dirt. Come on now.
Right. You know, the story of evolution is what holds up the heliocentric, you know, Big Bang theory. Lightning struck, created some DNA, impossible, turned into an amoeba that grew, you know, turned into a fish that grew legs, that turned into a monkey, that turned into a human. That's insanity. And, you know, the dinosaurs were, you know, created because they were wiped out by an asteroid, which also doesn't exist. So that holds up the heliocentric model to keep us in fear, to make us insignificant in a godless vacuum flying through infinite space. You know, if you want to dilute something, you pour it into something bigger. And like they take the world and pour it into empty space, infinite space. And that's how they, you know, dilute God. They don't want you to know that there is a creator.
Well, and I think that's part of their, well, we already know that's part of their big agenda is removing God, removing families, you know, all of that stuff in order to basically make us so isolated and so insignificant and so dependent on the government that we just will give up and stop questioning or thinking or fighting for ourselves.
Look at people now. They've given up. They've submitted to everything. No matter, you know, we were joking around at the beginning of this COVID thing that soon they're going to tell you have to stick a popsicle stick in your rear end to go outside. And guess what? They're they're doing anal swabs now.
Exactly.
So,
and I'm just going to say, as a medical professional, you do not check for respiratory viruses in the fucking rectum. That is not how that works.
We also just joked gonna say about that. They're going to tell us to wear two masks, and that was a joke. Exactly. Well, now they're telling us to wear three masks. It's yep. insane what they're doing. But people don't understand the power that they have. They don't have to listen to any of this. It's amazing. And people are just living in fear, and they do that through, you know, their news hypnosis. And, you know, people that watch the news are lost.
Extremely. And, you know, it's kind of funny because, well, not funny in the sense, because they did the same thing in Nazi Germany, where it's like all of the Jewish people were considered diseased, and that's why they had to, quote, exterminate them. And so think about that in the aspect of what's going on today with the COVID and the people that are vaccinated and the people that aren't vaccinated. And we're all diseased. Everybody that doesn't want to get one is diseased.
Amazing. It, you know, where they're going, they're talking about the great reset.
Right.
Well, I think there's a great reset every 100 years, you know, look back, you know, what happened in 1920 and 1820 and 1720 is the same thing again and again and again. And they're in 1920, they're giving everybody vaccines, and then there was a massive die-off. And so they're pushing for that.
I'm curious to know how in the hell we as a people got so pussified, because like they tried the mask mandate and stuff in 1918 with the Spanish flu. Yep. And the people were like, hell no, we're not going to do that. Of course, the masks were quite different. They were like made of gauze back then. But it's the same kind of thing, but we're so like mind numb and controlled and just easily duped into believing anything and everything that Deborah, people just like do whatever.
And I keep calling you Deborah, sorry.
You can call me whatever you want to call me.
I did another show with Deplorable Deborah, and you're Janet. In 1920, we had the Spanish flu. Everybody was wearing masks. And the story was, everyone needs to get vaccinated to protect the war heroes, because they were all sick, supposedly from being overseas, but they were sick from all the vaccinations that they got.
Exactly, 100%.
And 1820, cholera. 1720, plague, right? What are the chances that it happens every 100 years like that? This is a planned, you know, thing. Did they have vaccinations in 1820 and 1720? I don't know. I think anything before, you know, 1900 is questionable. We don't know what the heck was going on. There was a whole different advanced civilization here back then. So
yeah, and it's kind of like one of the first vaccinations that they did was a polio vaccination, where they're swabbing cow pus, yep, and injecting cow pus into people to prevent you from getting disease. But the diagnoses for polio at the time was so loose that it's anybody with a tick or a tremor or shake every once in a while or whatnot. Intermittently, my hand shakes every once in a while.
Or all the kids that were eating the apples from the orchard that were sprayed with DDT and were getting paralyzed, they had polio.
Exactly.
Insane. Yeah, the world's insane, Janet.
It's funny, and I've told everybody this before, but when we were talking about the vaccination, before it was actually rolled out, I said, watch, they will make it mandatory for multiple because one is not enough money. And so they will push it just like they have with every other vaccination, chicken pox especially, where it's like, oh, it's going to prevent you from getting it. Oh, wait, no, it didn't. It's going to prevent you from getting ass sick. Oh, wait, no, that didn't work either, because then we had some of the worst cases of chicken pox we had ever seen. And it's like, just keep upping the amount of vaccinations that are required for you to get it.
The chicken, you know, when you and I were kids, we had chicken pox parties. So everybody would get it at the same time. We have lifelong chicken pox. Now the kids that, you know, got chicken pox vaccines, kindergartners are getting shingles.
Yes. Right?
Never happened before.
Yep. My daughter got the chickenpox vaccination and she got chickenpox super bad. She'd already had them, but after she got vaccinated, she got them again 3 more times.
Wow.
Yeah. And now it's like, oh, but you're going to need a booster. Now, if you have not come up with a cure for cancer, which they suppress that, but if you haven't come up with a cure for cancer in decades, what the hell makes you think you're going to have a viable, valid, safe, effective vaccination for something that you've worked on for 6 months?
Right. And they're testing for something that they've never identified. So they don't know what they're testing for. How did they build a make a vaccine? Doctors are testing the positive tests and they're coming up with no sign of what they call COVID, but they're finding influenza A and B in all of them. So are they just relabeling influenza A and B with a test?
Yes.
Inaccurate? 100%. Absolutely.
Bing, bing, bing. That's why influenza cases are non-existent right now.
Right.
Because they're labeling everything COVID. Oh,
I thought it was because everybody was wearing a mask and staying home and not social distancing. I mean, that's what you get from these zombies. And what I've discovered is, Deborah, I can wake people up to flat earth. People that are into vaccines, you can't, it doesn't matter what you show them. They don't care. They want their vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. Go get your vaccine because then the world's going to be a place without you.
That's very true. I mean, they're contributing to population control.
Right. Did we talk about the Deagle report when I was on last time?
No, we did not. So tell me about that.
Are you familiar with the Georgia Guidestones?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. You know, the top thing there is never let the world population rise over 500 million again. Well, that's a big drop, right?
Right.
So they tell us there's 7 billion people, give or take, on this earth. I don't believe that number, by the way. I think it's a lot less. I think it's less than 2 billion, but you know, so be it. Whatever it is, it is. It's certainly more than 500 million. So the Deagle Report, DEAGEL.com, is a quasi-government site that basically predicts gross national product, world populations by country, and a whole bunch of other things. It's been up forever. And in 2017, they came out with a projection for 2025. And 2017, it shows the United States at 327 million, I believe. And do you want to guess the projection for 2025?
What is it?
Take a guess.
I don't know. I can't even make an educated guess on that.
100 million.
100 million.
So 227 plus million people have to go. And so we discovered in 2017, we're like, what the heck is this about? And Europe, it goes from like 65 million to like 15 million or something like that. I forget the number exactly. China goes up by a couple million. Ecuador is about the same. But all of the big West, you know, Australia, massive drop. So we're like, what is this? And so we started emailing them because we wanted some answers. And we got like a very unsatisfactory answer before they went silent on us. And that was interesting. So that was in 2017. We're like, all right, what is this? This site's nonsense. It's crap. But now we're looking at what's going on in this world. I see how they can do it. I mean, it looks like this is the great reset that they're talking about. And you know, if you look into the population numbers of the earth and start, you know, calculating how many people there are, I think the number is closer to 1 billion people. I said less than 2 billion. I think it's 1 billion. Some people think that's too low. I used to think 2 billion was too low. I'm like, no way. Excuse me. Maybe it's, you know, somewhere in between. But I've, you know, if you go to any calculating sites, people that have done the research, 1 billion is, you know, if I had to bet, like, hey, guess the number of people in the jelly bean jar, I would say a billion people. So I looked at the Deagle report and I tallied up all the reductions in the countries, you know, ignoring the current number and just look at how many, what does it go down between 2017 and 2025? And it goes down 500 million. Well, if there's a billion people, reduce it by 500 million, we're at the Georgia Guidestones.
And that's frightening, but I can totally see where that's happening, not just with the COVID vaccination, but with all vaccines in general, because, you know, Bill Gates, the scientist, has been sterilizing, killing, and maiming people in India and Africa. And there's a lot of places where he's not allowed to be anymore. Plus, he's also in charge of their water supply in a lot of these third world countries and stuff.
The guy that created the computer virus.
Yeah.
Without a medical education, is in charge of stopping a worldwide virus.
Yes.
You can't make this stuff up, Deborah.
I mean, right. Deborah, and then,
I'm going to call you Deborah for the rest of the show. That's it.
That's, you just call me whatever. But then you've got like the medical doctor, Fauci, who's telling people, even if they're vaccinated, they're probably still not going to be able to do indoor dining or go to a theater or any kind of crowded venue for a long time, because we still don't know the efficacy and the outcomes that the vaccines are going to have. Now, wait a minute. I thought you said we all have to get it or we're not going to be able to return to normal. And now you're saying you're getting it, but you're still not going to be able to return to normal.
And we know people, older people that have gotten the vaccine and are, yeah, you can't come near us because there's only, it's only 95%. And there's that 5% chance. And we got to get to herd immunity. If the vaccine does what I think it's going to do and they get to the vaccination numbers that we're talking about, we're talking a massive reduction in population.
Oh, definitely. A massive reduction.
And there's so much stuff that is just lining up with this. I mean, you've seen the stacked up coffins in the Midwest and the shipping of the body bags through FedEx. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there's, it's very, it's fascinating. You know what? I love roller coasters and I love puzzles. I'm having a great time.
I do not love roller coasters. They make me sick.
You're screwed.
I know. I am very screwed. So let me ask you a question. how is the North Star stationary, supposedly, when the stars and the zodiac change, but the North Star supposedly doesn't move and you can see it through the guidestones? How is that possible?
It's only possible if the North Star is fixed in its position in the sky and all of the other stars are fixed in relation to it and spin around it. Like the axis, you know, the center of a bicycle wheel, the North Star is the axle, and all of the other stars are attached to the spokes and they're spinning above our head. And you line it up with the Georgia Guidestones. That would be impossible if we were spinning, twirling, whirling, orbiting, and flying in four different directions at once.
Exactly.
And also in the Georgia Guidestones, there's another slit where you can look at two different angles through it. And one of them is the summer solstice and the other one is the winter solstice. Again, an impossibility on a planet that's moving. Have you been to the Georgia Guidestones?
No, I have not.
Okay. Where are you located?
I'm in Tennessee. Okay. They're in Georgia. But yeah, no, I've never been there because it's in a random little town in Georgia, which is weird to me.
Very strange.
The placing of it.
Well, it's on a high hill. Maybe there's a mud flood coming. I don't know. Maybe there's some plasma event coming. There's so many things that just line up with some sort of catastrophe. Whether I think that it's not not a man-made thing. I think it's part of a cycle that the elite know about. They're positioning themselves to survive it. And then when the society is reset, they will repopulate the earth with brainwashed people again.
You mean with little demon babies?
Maybe, you know, maybe they're growing children underground. Who knows what they're doing? Maybe the, you know, let's say we vaccinate 90% of the population and it kills all of the older people and the unhealthy younger people. All we'll be left with is young, healthy people or semi-healthy people. And you look back at, you know, in the 1800s, the early 1900s, there's kids. There's very few adults. There's kids everywhere. And you look at these buildings that are there. It's like we couldn't build those buildings today with the best cranes, but they were supposedly built back then with horses and buggies.
Right.
None of it makes any sense.
And tools that weren't supposedly up to par as to the technology that we have today.
Right. I mean, look at the pyramids. It was built with chisels and rolling stones across the sand, you know, with slaves. I challenge a team of slaves to drag cinder blocks across the desert.
Exactly. You can't do it. I can't drag my butt across the desert, so that's beside the point. So, you know, I think it's so interesting, like everything that goes on that just completely goes over people's heads. And here's a case in point. Okay, Bill Gates has been working with Harvard to block out the sun, like we talked about last time. They tell you to stay out of the sun, but then they turn around and push sunscreen. And I don't think that people are aware, but some of the sunscreens will actually remove tar from your car.
Sunscreens cause skin cancer and internal cancer. Read the ingredients on sunscreen.
Right.
And then do the research. I never use sunscreen. I go to the Caribbean, except this year, can't go anywhere. I go to the Caribbean often, and the only thing I use is argan oil.
Right.
And I never burn. I'm in the sun all the time, healthy as can be.
That stuff is amazing. I use that too. But that's why I think everything is so intertwined and interconnected that people don't even understand, because they don't want you to go out in the sun telling you that it causes cancer. Although the sunlight actually causes healing, but wear sunscreen so that you can damage your skin and your internal organs.
My other favorite is whenever there's a solar eclipse, they're very concerned about you going blind, and they give out the solar glasses so you don't by chance look at the sun. The last solar eclipse a couple of years ago, my girl and I, we went down to the beach. We didn't even bring sunglasses, or we didn't even wear our sunglasses. We stared at the eclipse for the entire hour and a half.
Right.
We watched the whole thing. There was a little haze in the sky. They were chemtrailing the crap out of the sky, but it wasn't too bad. And we watched the whole thing. It's crazy what you see. Like, if you ever look at an eclipse shining through a tree and look at the shadows on the ground, there's chaos going on. There's not like one shadow. There's like, the only word I have is chaos. So we were staring at the sun. I don't know what was happening to me, but it was amazing. And then the next day, and still to years later, a couple of years later, my eyesight's better.
Right. Another thing. Don't look at the solar eclipse, because it could damage your vision. But you're living proof that it helped.
It helped. Now, again, I do put the caveat out there. The sun is bright, and if your eyes are not strong, you could hurt your eyes. It's just like, hey, I haven't been to the gym ever. I'm going to go lift 300 pounds. You're going to hurt yourself. Okay. So
exactly.
I do sun gazing, and I'm able to stare at the sun for the last hour of the day without even squinting. Right. And it's amazing. You know, I don't get to do it that often, but I've strengthened my eyes to that. So Paige, she doesn't do that. She actually does some. She was able to look at it. You know, she put her sunglasses on for a little bit, but we're looking at it, and I'm watching people walking by. There's one woman, she was standing near us, and she has her mirrored sunglasses on the ground, and she's using her iPhone to take a picture of her glasses on the ground. I'm like, oh, okay, she's taking like a product shot. And then she's afraid to look at her iPhone. And I finally said to her, I said, what are you doing? And she goes, well, I'm trying to see the eclipse. So she's filming the eclipse and the reflection in her sunglasses, but she was afraid to look at the screen of her phone because she would go blind. And I go, do you see us sitting here staring at the sun? I go, without anything on, staring directly at the sun? And she couldn't comprehend the words coming out of my mouth. And she just like walked away.
Here's your sign, sweetie.
Yeah. I'm like, please go get your vaccination. I mean, don't breed, please.
Wait, you know. Wait. Maybe she already got it.
Janet, at this point, I love everybody, but you know what? Everyone's going to get what they ask for, you know? And I'm not asking for any of that. So.
Yeah, I'm not asking for anything either. Now, I have a question I'm supposed to ask you, and this is from my husband. He actually emailed you this, but I want people to hear this. He wants to know what you think about Ferdinand Magellan's circumnavigating around the globe. He's a real big listener of the Bible Answer Man, and his name is Hank Hanegraaff. And he decided that that completely debunks the flat earth theory because the globe was circumnavigated supposedly by Ferdinand Magellan.
Yeah, I circumnavigated the globe, and so have a billion other people circumnavigated the earth, not the globe. So this is how it works. On the flat earth, just picture it a big circle. Get a circle, circular table, or you just get a big piece of paper, draw a big circle on it. And in the center of that circle or the center of the table, get a big magnet. Put a big magnet at the center. We'll call that the North Pole. Okay? You with me?
Yep.
So then get a compass and put it, close enough to where that magnet will affect the compass and the needle will point towards the center of the paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spin the compass, line up the north with the needle, like when you're using a compass. Everyone knows how to use a compass, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then to 90 degrees to that would be, east, and 90 degrees the other way would be 270 degrees west. So now on the table, try to push that compass east. And what you'll notice is you have to keep turning to the left. And you have to stay equidistant from the North Pole to head 90 degrees east. 90 degrees is a circle around the northern center. So you'll leave New York and you'll go over to Africa and you'll go over to the Far East and Europe. And you'll come around to California and you cross the United States and you're back in New York heading 90 degrees the entire time. You've just gone around the lake. Not around a ball, okay? That's how east works. West is the same. You can even go from the United States and head north, right? You're heading north towards the North Pole. And the second you pass the North Pole, you're still going in a straight line. What direction are you going once you pass the North Pole? You're going south.
Right.
Because south is every direction away from the North Pole. So I'm going north, north, north. I pass the North Pole. I'm going south, south, south. I'm in Japan. I went in a straight line over the center. Now, if I wanted to go on a ball, I wanted to go south and come up the other side. I should be able to go down to Santiago. I'm heading south, south, south. Go over to Antarctica, cross Antarctica. As soon as I keep going, I should pass the South Pole. I should be heading north and I should come up and I should be in Australia. But nobody's ever done it, ever. Because if you go south, you're just going farther and farther away from that magnet at the center of the world. And once you get far enough away, like Antarctica, you're so far away from that magnet, your compass stops working. GPS doesn't work in Antarctica. You can't navigate in Antarctica because GPS and compasses don't work.
That's very interesting. And I think a lot of that was his whole thing of, quote, debunking that the earth is flat is because of the assumption that the earth was round.
Right. Well, we've been programmed and it's a hard thing to let go. But I have a video on my channel. My channel is DITRH, the initials for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. It's called Circumnavigation for Dummies. DITRH. It's a very short video. Watch it. I do the demonstration of what I was explaining there. And what's very interesting on a flat earth, every straight line is south eventually. No matter where you start, what direction you point it in, if you dead reckon straight and don't correct to the north or south, you will go south. If you leave California and you're heading west, and you don't correct to the right, you're heading south. East and west are circles. Circumnavigation for Dummies, DITRH. It's a 4-minute video. Watch it, and then you'll go, oh, crap, the earth is flat.
So tell people, what's the name of your podcast, and also what's the name of your app? Because your app is amazing.
Yeah, the app. And I added, do you have my app? So I added a new feature on the app, which is images. It's one of the 9 buttons on the right-hand side now. You can click images, and we have all these images that you can look at. You can zoom in. You can send them to people. It's a game changer on the app. But the app is called it's called Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock App. I know that's a mouthful, but if you just type in Flat Earth Clock, it'll come up. You just got to make sure it's by Blue Water Bay, because there's now, just like the Flat Earth Society is out there to trap your mind and give you false information, they have other knockoffs out there called by the same name on Android and similar name on Apple. But mine's $2.99 in the United States, whatever that equals in the other fake money places. And it's by, the company name is Blue Water Bay. And what you'll get there is, you know, the daily video of the day. People love it. And I give people, I have a challenge. Watch the daily video of the day every day for 2 weeks. And if you still think the Earth is a globe, one, you probably weren't paying attention. But you, all you have to do is send me one proof of the globe, and I'm offering a Bitcoin. But before you do that, you have to click the question mark and see if your question's there, because it is, and it's answered thoroughly. And you'll realize, you know, people say to me, hey, Dave, I do these video presentations. I don't know if you've watched many of them, but people say, Dave, how are you so prepared? How do you know what they're going to ask next? And I'm like, because there's only a handful of questions that you can ask, because we've all been programmed the same way. Ships over the horizon, sticks and shadows, Eratosthenes, seasons, day and night, sunsets. It's all been answered. And I had the same questions when I started. So,
well, I like talking to you because we can talk about a whole host of everything, which makes it fantastic. So, what is your podcast called?
The podcast, the Facebook page, and the Instagram are all by the same name, The Flat Earth Podcast, and theflatearthpodcast.com, of course. And if you want to get into, you know, deeper topics, there's a website called stoplookthink.com. Stoplookthink.com. And then you'll find all the stuff about the jab and all stuff about, there's a special page for Kill Gates himself.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I didn't write it, people, just so you know that. Okay, well, it has been a pleasure having you on again, and I would like to pick your brain again in the future, deep down a rabbit hole into an interesting conspiracy that we need to discuss. So for me and for Dave, we shall see you next time.
Thank you.